This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 25th of October. I'm Alex Ritson. To the US markets now, and the tech giant Apple, the maker of the iPhone, has just released its latest results. On the line is Peter Jankauskas, Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Peter. How did they do?
Well, overall, they did fairly well. They matched expectations both for overall revenue and also for earnings per share. The one fly in the ointment, however, was the pricing on their iPhones. They did sell 45.5 million iPhones, but there was a significant drop-off in the average price. They were selling at $618.72 per share in the last quarter, which relative to the prior year was down more than $50 per phone, and also was about $7 lower than people had expected. And that, I think, has been the knock on the stock so far. It appears to be down about 2% in the after-hours trading.
And that is leading some people to suggest that Apple could, in 3 months' time, be reporting its first decline in annual earnings in 15 years.
Yes, and I think it's almost a virtual certainty. They are likely to benefit, of course, from the problems at Samsung with their phone and the batteries there. But even looking at the forecast that they have for the fourth quarter to take that into account, I think there's no way that Apple's going to avoid having that decline in earnings.
Peter Jankauskas at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones was down 0.3% at 18,169 at the end of the trading day in London. The 100 share index up 0.5% at 70.17. That was in part due to the fact that the pound had fallen to another close post-Brexit low, $1.21.8. The euro, a few moments ago, up 0.1 cents at $1.08.9 US cents.
There are many ways to keep up with the BBC World Service. Join us on social media or sign up for podcasts at bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.